Some of Australia's most senior current and former judges are going public, calling out a severe lack of government funding for the family court system. They say it means families, particularly children, are suffering because they're being subjected to court delays and costs. Catherine Gregory reports.
Divorce and custody battles can take years to resolve in court, and it takes its toll.
We have one child who has, over that period of time, developed severe anxiety issues and is self-harming.
Brooke, which is not her real name, says she found it extremely difficult to get recognition of her child's needs.
We find when we go to court, the judges are unable to make a decision from the bench on the day. It significantly extends the period of time it takes to resolve issues. It costs a lot of money.
But she sees other families worse off, unable to navigate the increasingly complicated and adversarial system, which is structured to make opponents out of the parents or couple. And those working within it reveal similar criticisms.
So I think that there's just a number of stresses that have occurred in the family law system, in that the number of people going through the system has increased, the matters are becoming more complicated. And yet, at the same time, we have this underfunding and lack of resourcing that really has meant that families have suffered through the system, as have children.
Zoe Durand is a family lawyer and mediator. Her book, Inside Family Law, includes a series of candid interviews with current and former family court judges, lawyers and people who've used the system. She says most of them believe the court should be a last resort to resolve family and property disputes.
The other issues that were raised were looking at alternate ways that we can resolve disputes in the family law system.
And is this the first time some of these prominent judges have spoken out critical of the system?
Sure. These are the kind of discussions that people generally have had for a long time within the industry, within the field, behind closed doors. So it's about bringing these discussions to everyone, to the public.
One of those talking out is former Federal Circuit Court judge, now barrister, Stephen Scarlett, who wants more government funding for the system.
Well, there aren't too many votes in courts, and that other things are seen by governments as more attractive places to put public money. But the governments have got a responsibility for providing efficient, workable, high-quality court systems.
He also wants to get more matters out of the straight court system.
We need to look at alternative dispute resolution. We need to make greater use of mediation and, I think, greater use of arbitration.
The Attorney General, Christian Porter, says the government's plans to merge the family and federal circuit courts will help reduce the backlog of matters. He also points to recent funding increases to the court system, including boosts to the non-adversarial forums.
Catherine Gregory reporting.